Chapter 61. And pity. Still, for complete relief, he felt the necessity of repelling it loudly and contemptuously. Bah! You dare to tell me that, with a man like Zatillo? I confess I did not give a thought to Hirsch. If I had, it would have been useless. Anybody can see that the luckless wretch was doomed from the moment he caught hold of the anchor. He was doomed, I tell you. Just as I myself am doomed most probably. This is what Dr. Monaghan said in answer to Nostromo's remark, which was plausible enough to prick his conscience. He was not a callous man. But the necessity, the magnitude, the importance of the task he had taken upon himself dwarfed all merely humane considerations. He had undertaken it in a fanatical spirit. He did not like it. To lie, to deceive, to circumvent even the basest of mankind was odious to him. It was odious to him by training, instinct, and tradition. To do these things in the character of a traitor was abhorrent to his nature and terrible to his feelings. He had made that sacrifice in a spirit of abasement. He had said to himself bitterly, "I am the only one fit for that dirty work." And he believed this. He was not subtle. His simplicity was such that, though he had no sort of heroic idea of seeking death, the risk, deadly enough, to which he exposed himself, had a sustaining and comforting effect. To that spiritual state the fate of Hirsch presented itself as part of the general atrocity of things. He considered that episode practically. What did it mean? Was it a sign of some dangerous change in Satillo's delusion? That the man should have been killed like this was what the doctor could not understand. Yes. But why shot? He murmured to himself. Nostromo kept very still. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.